think with me a minute and see if we can see some of these things, that what they have in common. Now, I know that some of you may not recognize these things, but I'll bring it together, and some of you will very much so know these things. How about the mullet? George rocked a mullet at one time, right? Mullet. The zoot suit. Platform shoes. Bell bottoms. Fedoras. Designer purses. They were and are fashion statements. They're the latest craze, and at the time, and it's what we would have, what we would wear. It would kind of set us apart from others. If you wanted to be wearing the latest styles of the day, so to speak, there were items that were trending in the fashion world. And some still are. Given enough time, I'm hoping my blue leisure suit will come back in style. Not that I could ever wear it again, but it may come back. I hope the blue button-down collar shirts don't go out of style. But they were and still are, again, fashion statement. Crosses are fashion statements. Jewelers purposely carry crosses because it's one of their big sellers. While it may be worn by many, I believe that for a Christian, it's more than that. It's much more than that item that they purchased as a fashion statement, but it's more a reminder of a passion statement. In Jesus' day, the cross was anything but a fashion statement. It was most likely the last thing anybody would want to wear as a piece of jewelry. The cross represented the worst, most agonizing form of death ever conceived in the mind of man, and I think it was conceived in the mind of Satan to begin with. But it was used, and it was reserved for the most and worst criminals that there was of the day. But when Jesus taught, "Take up your cross and follow me," I don't think any of them was thinking, "Hey, I'm going to run down to the silversmith and get one to wear." That's not what they knew what he meant when he said that. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he spoke of Christ crucified as a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. Jesus would use this very thing, though, the thing that was the cruelest method to kill a person, as a passion statement. When he spoke, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me," he would use that to show his ultimate love for you and I. It was his passion that brought him and pushed him towards the cross in a way to redeem all of mankind. As we come around the table this morning, he remembers that we are a sinless man. He became sin for us. He was the kinsman redeemer. He paid the price of our redemption. These emblems remind us of his blood that was poured out to cover our sins as an atonement, to pay for the price for you and I. This bread that we have as we break it brings these things to our mind of how his flesh was torn apart and beaten there on Calvary, and the whip of the cat of nine tails there, all because he loved us. Since Christ made his passion statement on the cross, it will forever be more than a symbol of something to wear. It's a reminder of the love and compassion our Savior had to complete his mission, to finish what he came here to do. There may be those who wear the cross just as a fashion statement, but I believe that as a Christian, it's much more than that. It's much more than a piece of jewelry. It's a reflection of Jesus Christ's passion statement, and we're reminded of that each and every time we think about it, what he's done for you and I. Unlike the latest fashion trend, the cross will never go out of style. It was his passion statement for us. Dear Father in heaven, we come today, and as we have these emblems before us, as we partake, as we remembered, and as we will remember here, Lord, that your passion drove you to the cross. Your love for us held you there. It wasn't the nails. It was your love for us that held you on that cross. You freely gave your life on our behalf. And even though it was seen as one of the most cruelest ways, and still is, for a person ever to die, you would change that, the view of the cross forever. And as we come around this table and remember that with these emblems, remember your death, your burial, and your resurrection for us, the life that you lived and the life that you still live in honor and glory. And as we give that back to you in our service, we just ask that as we remember that in these emblems, that would stir us on to not just be you know, one of the latest trends, but as one to know and to share and to love and to reflect your love to someone else. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.